cool that anger down. Have you ever had someone tell you to cool your temper? Most people have at some point in their life. While these words are easy to say, it's not always easy to learn how to cool that anger down. Let's look at how you can do just this and diffuse a situation before it gets out of control. 1. Count to 10. This is very easy for anyone to do, child or adult. It provides you with enough time to think about what you are planning on doing. 2. Consider the consequences. Take a few moments to think about what the results of your actions will be. If you strike out at a fellow worker, you may end up losing your job. Is it worth it? 3. Deep breathing. This really works as it helps to reduce the tension buildup in your body. You may even want to use this technique as your first course of action. 4. Relax. Take a few seconds and picture yourself in a different place, somewhere calm and soothing. This might be standing at the edge of the ocean or walking in a park. You may want to imagine that you're listening to soothing music. Relaxation techniques are extremely helpful when it comes to managing your anger. 5. Massage. You can use self-massage on areas like your neck and shoulders to help reduce those feelings of anger. Do things like rolling your neck and performing shoulder shrugs. You'll feel the tension leaving your body, helping you to calm down. Next, there are some simple questions that you can ask yourself. 1. How important is this situation to me? 2. Is it worth continuing on this path and risking consequences? 3. Am I ready to risk ruining my entire day for this? 4. What is my best course of action? 5. Am I about to respond in the correct way? You will now have 2 choices of action: to make a point and let people know that you're angry and why. Or you can decide that it's time to diffuse the situation by walking away or just ending the conversation. If you decide to stay and fight, then do so in a way that's healthy and productive. Don't allow yourself to get out of control. Explain why you're angry, what caused this, and how the situation can be resolved. If you do this, then both you and the other person will have dealt with a potentially explosive situation in an adult manner.